AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend edition of Opinions Matter. It's Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And let me tell you what this episode of Opinions Matter is all about, because it's very, very, very different to anything we release during the week. So, just to explain to you, for those of you who've never heard this before, every afternoon when we are recording our podcast, we do the podcast live on our Facebook page, most weekday afternoons at around about 1:30, on facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. Now, while the audience is building up on Facebook, and before we get to our main conversation of the day, which is what you would have heard in podcasts during the week, and myself and Jeremy, and sometimes Katie, sit here in the studio just waffling the arse off each other. And we talk about the most random stuff. We get stuff off our chest, and we get our listeners involved as well. So on this episode, you will hear us argue over the colour of Oreo biscuits. You will hear how it came to blows between myself and Jeremy for what he calls December 26th, Boxing Day. Seriously. An Irishman referring to December 26th as Boxing Day. Does your local call out last orders before the bar closes? And does money buy you happiness? Well, our Jeremy believes it does. As I said, this episode of Opinions Matter is Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. We release it most Saturdays at around lunchtime, and it is very, very random and very unedited as well. You'll either love it or hate it. Let's start last Monday.
I'm angry.
Why are you angry, Jeremy? Why are you angry?
Turn off the music.
Yeah, tell me why you're angry.
I know for this, when we have our little chats here, normally it's all fun and games.
By the way,
this is a podcast, and thank God I hear you say, because I'll describe Adrian's clothing now in a moment. It's horrific.
What's horrific about my clothing?
It's brown on brown.
Ah, yeah, it's lovely though. It's lovely. Yeah.
Brown tops don't go with brown bottoms.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. You need the contrast. Have you heard of the contrast?
You're wearing blue and blue.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I am actually.
Yeah, you fucking clown.
Yeah, but you look like an Oreo biscuit.
No, I don't. An Oreo biscuit isn't that colour.
Oh, no, it has actually white in the middle.
Yeah, an Oreo biscuit is black.
Huh?
You fool of a man.
No, they're not brown.
They're not black.
My kids eat them non-stop.
An Oreo biscuit is black in colour.
And shame on me. What's the worst thing you've ever given your kids for dinner? I didn't mean to.
Nothing.
See, you're very good at your job. I was angry at the start of this conversation.
And now you've tempered your... Look, black. They're black.
No, I'm sorry.
Oreo biscuits are black.
Oreo biscuits are brown.
No, they're not. I'm sorry. You are wrong. You are actually wrong.
No, yous are wrong. Yous are wrong.
Anyway, I'm wearing brown on brown. You're wearing blue on blue. Get over it.
What's the worst thing you've ever fed your... You being a separated dad...
What's that got to do with anything?
You've had... Well... In a normal family setting,
yeah,
normally the wife does the cooking for the kids.
Really? Did you say that out loud?
Yeah, I am saying it out loud. Sure, that's a statement of fact.
I'm sure there's a lot of households that wouldn't agree with that statement.
In most households in Ireland, it would be the wife that cooks the food for the kids. Yeah, am I lying?
I don't know if it's wholly accurate to say, but anyway,
everything I say is accurate.
So your wife does all the cooking in your house?
She would do a lot of it. And then I would do the odd bit. Like the cooking I did the other day was... Hello, Great Wall Chinese. Yeah, chicken Szechuan, please. Is it Szechuan?
Szechuan.
Szechuan. What did you say?
Szechuan.
Szechuan.
There you are, Sinead. Oreos are black. Oreos are black, you clown of a man.
They're not. And I'll tell you why, because my kids go through them, and I'll come to that in a moment. My kids go through them like nobody's child. They love Oreos.
Yeah, I love them myself, and that's how I know they're black.
So
it's white in the middle.
We'll get to why I'm angry in a second. Well, nice for deflection.
Yeah, no. You're calming down by the second.
Oh, no, no. As soon as I mention it again, I'll talk about something that happened to me half an hour ago, guys, in a moment. But what's the worst thing you ever fed your kids? You can, liquor's in the Facebook comments. You can comment as well. This requires no brain power, by the way. We're not asking, you to work out the square root of 100.
Okay, yeah.
10.
Yeah, yeah.
Square root of, what is the worst thing you are ashamed to say you fed your kids? So on Saturday, my wife was called into work, an emergency.
Okay, yeah.
Emergency, had to go into work. And
you were left, the poor kids were left with you.
So she ran out the door and the first thing she said was,
don't forget to feed the children.
Don't forget to feed the kids. Get them dinner. Get them dinner. And I was like, what did they eat? Barely know their birthdays, for God. Barely know their names. And I was like, what did she get? Like,
sorry, can I just go back to the Oreos? Oh, are you fucking colorblind, Jeremy? They are black. Oreos are black.
They're not.
They are actually.
They're brown.
They're not brown.
They're chocolatey. They're brown.
They're not. You're a fool of a man.
I'll Google image a picture of.
I've already done it for you. Look. What? Look, there's. They're black. Look. Black. That's the ace of spades.
We say African American, by the way, now. Sorry.
They're black.
They are actually brown.
They're actually black.
Anyway, I digress. Well, Adrian digresses.
Yeah, because I'm not dropping this one.
My wife was rushed into work in an emergency.
Okay, Grant. Yeah.
And she said, feed the kids. I said, what will I give them? And she said, there's a bit of salmon in the fridge for Luke. Put a bit of dill on it. Dill?
Dill?
Dill.
Oh, that's grass. Yeah, that's...
Dill?
That's that rabbit food, yeah.
Dill.
Isn't it?
It's an herb.
It's like shamrocks.
No, it's an herb.
Herb. What's an herb?
It's an herb.
What's an herb?
That's the proper way to say it.
No, if you're a fucking American.
No, it's not. Coriander is an herb.
It's not an herb.
It is an
herb.
There's
a H at the start of the word.
The H.
Herb.
No, the H is silent.
No, in America, they're fools.
It's an herb.
The Americans can't even speak the language.
So they invented English. What are you talking about? Anyway, it's an herb.
How did Americans invent English?
They did. It's their language. Anyway, so she says, shut up. She says, put a bit of salmon under the grill with some dill on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some coriander. Ew. Yeah.
Yeah, what? Go on. Yeah, go on. Continue.
And some oregano. So oregano.
Oregano.
Oregano. Bit of dill, bit of oregano, bit of salmon. For the girls, pasta, fresh pasta. Make some fresh pasta and put some pesto on it. Mix it with pesto with a bit of... fromage on the top of it.
That's just cheese.
Yeah, but it sounds better when you say fromage, okay? She said, I don't want them. I don't want to come home. And the first thing I hear when I get in the door is, Mammy, I'm hungry. So, excuse me. So, she went off to work and I'm home alone with the kids and I got sidetracked. I turned on the Xbox and started playing video games.
Meanwhile, the kids were running amok, really?
Kids were fucking dancing around the place. And then I realised, I looked at the clock and I realised that... my wife would be home in half an hour. I was like, fuck, I haven't fed the kids. I had one job to do.
Yeah.
And I spent the whole day on the Xbox. The kids were on the iPads for the whole day as well. It's great. Playing Roblox. And I had a half an hour to feed them. So to my shame, ladies and gentlemen, to my shame, I gave my three kids a packet of Oreo biscuits to share between the three of them.
For their dinner?
Yeah. With a glass of milk.
Oh, wow.
For nutrition.
So, okay, bearing that in mind, how did you not spot as you were handing them the Oreo biscuits that the fucking things are black?
Well, I didn't look. No, I'm still convinced they're brown. Nothing would convince them. So my wife arrived in and I said to the kids, don't tell mommy that you had...
That I failed you as a father.
So I hid the salmon at the back of the fridge and the herbs, put the herbs away so that she...
Herbs?
The herbs, yeah. So that she wouldn't know. And the first thing when she arrives in the door, hey kids, did you have a nice day? We had a great day, mammy, says my middle daughter, who'd hang you out to fucking dry.
Okay.
She would literally...
And did she?
Typical woman.
Did she hang you out to dry?
She says, mammy, daddy's great. Daddy gave us Oreo biscuits for dinner. Has anybody else... There was a fella there that...
Has anybody else fed their children a packet of biscuits for their dinner? No.
No, worse. Michael there a few minutes ago said that he gave his kids a packet of Mighty Munch. Is it Mighty Munch or Monster Munch now?
Monster Munch, aren't they?
No, I haven't got Monster Munch instead.
Which are they?
We don't need to Google. They're Mighty Munch.
No.
What is the worst thing you've ever fed your kids that you're actually embarrassed to say that you did? They're Mighty Munch.
Are they really Mighty Munch?
Yeah, they're Mighty Munch.
I don't like that. Oh, they are, yeah.
If you think that's bad, Jeremy, I gave my kids a packet of potato there last week for dinner. That's okay, though.
Why?
It's potato.
There's hardly a lot of potato now.
No, but if I gave my kids mash, you'd be all saying, oh, you're a great father for giving your kids mash. Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the difference between mash and potato are the same thing? Or mash and crisps are the same thing? They're just in different forms. Do you not consider crisps a wholesome meal?
No, not really, no.
So where I go for lunch sometimes in a very, very posh eatery.
Okay, well, stroke, you have crisps.
Stroke delicatessen. And when they give you a roll, they put crisps on top of the roll.
Yeah.
They sprinkle the crisps over it.
Well, crisps isn't a dinner.
I think crisps is a dinner.
So Oreos and crisps.
Oreos and
as
crisps.
As a dinner. I mean, talk about, here's an expression that you coined on this show, ghetto food. That is literally the definition of ghetto food.
What?
Crisps and Oreos for dinner.
Oh, Jesus, Sinead's getting all serious. Some kids don't have dinners at home. They depend on school dinners. Sinead, we're trying to have a bit of fucking crack here. We're trying to have a bit of crack.
Buzzkill, Sinead.
Yeah, buzzkill. Some kids don't have dinner. Yeah, and I'm not making fun of that. I'm just saying we're having a bit of crack, okay? Tracy Hardyman, yeah? As opposed to Tracy Weakman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Hardyman. When my son was young, I was hungover on New Year's Day, and I gave my son a selection box. Or no, it was a box of Pringles for dinner. They call her a scum.
Oh, no, Pringles are lovely.
For dinner, though?
Ah, yeah.
With a bit of gravy.
Yeah, that's lovely.
With a bit of gravy on
whole packet. As long as you got the whole packet.
And Amanda is saying that there's a quarter of a potato in crisps, and mash is one potato. So if you eat four packets...
Of crisps, it's of the same crisps, as a potato.
That's literally a spud. Isn't that decent?
That's a lot of crisps, though.
Anyway, keep it coming in. What's the worst thing you ever gave... Again, why can people not focus? Michelle's saying you can't beat a ham sambo. We're not asking you what you can beat. We're asking you what you'd feed your little shits because you're too lazy to cook some food for them.
Oreos, I can't believe that.
Last Sunday, my daughter, little tub of ambrosia rice for her dinner.
Really?
I was running out the door. She's like, Daddy, I'm hungry. Ambrosia, that's healthy, isn't it?
No.
Is rice not healthy?
Creamed rice is hardly healthy now.
Okay, do we have time to talk
about it? Yeah, go on. What happened to you half an hour ago,
guys. Oh, Ross still has crisps and chocolate for his dinner. Yeah, what's wrong? Like, what's...
You're trying to justify your atrocious parenting.
I know. If you listened to a podcast from 10 years ago, I would have said...
You'd literally...
I would have said, you're a fucking... Scum.
You should be arrested.
You're a povo parent, a PP. Anyway, I was in a shop a half an hour ago getting a roll for my lunch, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And as I was walking into the shop, I happened to be on my phone.
Okay.
And I went up to the deli while I was... Now, I couldn't hang up on this person because it was very important.
It wasn't me. I wasn't on the phone.
No, it was DPP.
DPP?
It was the DPP.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was DPP.
What was the DPP on the phone to you for?
About something that's happening today.
Really?
Yeah.
You were talking to the Director of Public Prosecutions.
No, the courier company, DPP. What have they got?
DPD, you fool.
DPD. I was on the phone. DPD.
And not DPP.
Okay.
If you were getting a call from the DPP, you're in trouble.
Okay, no, it was the DDP. Anyway, they couldn't find the house. So I was on the phone to him saying, take a left and go up right.
Give me your air code.
I know. See, as you know, our house is behind a gated community. So it's very...
It's not.
Yes, it actually is.
It's sitting beside a green.
No, I literally live behind a gated community.
There's no gate.
You have to ring the buzzer to
you
get into
it. You do not.
Yes, you do.
No, you
can
don't.
Can you ever be where I live?
You're making up lies.
So you've never seen the pearly gates?
The pearly gates.
Where you have to buzz. You have to buzz.
No, but there's no buzzing.
So the DDT, or whatever his name is, didn't have the four-digit code to get into our housing estate because it's a private, exclusive housing estate. So he rang me. Anyway, I was on the phone to DTD or whatever his name is, yeah. And I couldn't hang up. And your woman behind the counter refused to make the roll until I hung up the phone.
Fair play to her.
Oh.
Fair play to her. And more people should do that.
No,
you
I'm
ignoramus
sorry.
Of the highest order going up to a counter while you're on the phone.
No,
it's disgusting.
I think, no, it's my right.
In fact, name the place. Tell me where it was. I want to praise that woman for not serving you.
But she turned around, she says, do you mind getting off the phone before you pray? No.
100%.
No, 1,000,000% no.
1,000,000% yes, she was dead right. And I wish more shop assistants would do that.
I couldn't hang up on DDD or whatever his name is.
Well, then walk out of the shop and don't be such an ignorant prick.
No, because then you would have been moaning.
Why are you late?
We have a podcast.
I say that to you every day.
Yeah, no, I couldn't hang up the phone. And your mama's on the phone going... Hello, well, no, I am on the... How do I get through the pearly gates? San Cabra. How do I get through the pearly gates?
Can I just tell you, you should have either stayed outside the shop while you were on the phone...
No.
...or hung up the phone.
No.
She was dead right.
No.
I have to say, she was dead right to refuse to serve you. I would do the exact same thing.
But
it is extremely rude to go in on the phone like that.
No, because I was talking to DPP, man.
She doesn't care. Why should she care? Get off the fucking phone, you ignoramus. Now, there, I said it.
that's not the worst thing. Oh God, look at the hate coming in.
Yeah.
Jeez, if I hadn't known that was going to happen, I wouldn't have mentioned it. I thought everybody was going to back me up.
No.
Can we erase that from the podcast?
Ignorant prick, Dixon.
Can we delete this from the podcast?
What?
Can we literally delete this?
No, I'm leaving it in because it'll highlight the sort of prick that you really are.
Everybody
it
does
is it. No, it's the height of ignorance. It is the height of ignorance.
And what's the, not the height of ignorance?
Hanging up the phone.
But then, so you know when DTT ring you, it's not from his phone number, so I wouldn't be able to ring him back. He was literally outside the pearly gates going, I don't have the code for the pearly gates. I need to deliver this package. So what was I to do?
Hang up on him or not get your sandwich, one or the other.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
After we record this stupid thing we call a podcast,
yeah,
I'm off to buy a pair of Christmas shoes.
What are Christmas shoes?
Ah, Aiden.
Unfortunately, my name isn't Aiden. Sorry, what are Christmas shoes?
Aiden, come on.
Christmas shoes.
Christmas shoes. Does anybody still buy Christmas shoes?
I did when I was six.
Well, no, my mammy, you were buying your own shoes.
My mammy bought me Christmas shoes when I was six. You're far from six.
Six inches, what?
Are you telling me you're going out to buy a pair of shoes specifically for Christmas Day?
Yes. And I will not wear them before Christmas Day. By the way, they're brown.
What are brown?
The shoes.
Well, you know them already.
I know, I've already picked them out. I can't be dealing with going around. So I'm going to a shoe.
Yeah.
By the way, that should be called shuk.
Shuk?
How do you spell the name of the shop? Shoe.
Yeah, but it's some other language, isn't it?
Which means some other language.
Is it? But it's not English.
It's an Irish shop.
S-E-U-C-H, or how do they pronounce it?
Anyway, it's I don't know. How do you spell the shop? It doesn't matter where I'm going to get them.
Oh, yeah, shoe with S-C-U-H.
Sure.
Yeah. Why? It's ridiculous, ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Does anybody still buy Christmas shoes? My wife.
For children, yes.
No, my wife has bought a pair of Christmas shoes.
So you're telling me that
stop shouting at me, Aiden.
Both of you are going to buy a pair of shoes that will sit in the press until Christmas Day.
Yeah. Did I just say something that I'm the only pair? I hate when I do that, when I say something I think everybody does, and then I realise...
That you're an absolute clown.
Yeah. Does nobody buy Christmas? I love nothing more than when I'm going to Mass on Christmas morning.
You don't go to Mass on Christmas morning?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
So, like, actually...
I visit my aunties on Christmas morning. So I love nothing more...
And they think how smart Jeremy looks in his new shoes.
Yeah, there, Graz has said... So first of all, I've actually agreed with you, Graz. You need new clothes and shoes for Christmas and new clothes for Boxing Day.
Sorry, nobody calls it Boxing Day here.
Oh, I do, thanks. You don't... curb my free speech.
Sorry, if you're doing a gig on St. Stephen's night, yeah?
I'm off.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't work Boxing Day. Boxing Day in our house is sport, football, all day long.
If you call it Boxing Day one more time on this podcast, you're going to be barred from this podcast.
Free speech.
If you want to call it Boxing Day, move across the channel there.
Hang on,
head off to England or Wales.
So what do you call the football that takes place? Well, you watch football on...
You're watching English football, so it's Boxing Day football.
Sky Sports, Boxing Day football.
Yeah.
I should be the voiceover for that,
but that's
way.
An English channel you're watching.
Let's head over to the Emirates Stadium for some Boxing Day action here, Adrian. What's happening between Arsenal and Aston Villa? Over to Adrian Kennedy. You could never be a football commentator.
I don't want to be. I have no desire to be.
That's a very difficult job, by the way. Anyway, I digress. There, Francis Egan. You know Francis from the Liberties?
No, Francis is from Bray.
I thought she was on the Liberties.
No, Francis is from Bray.
Maybe she moved to the Liberties.
No, she's from Bray.
Francis Egan. There's nothing to put a text, by the way, at the end of the message. Before.
Oh, I do always.
Everybody does.
No, nobody calls it Boxing Day here.
No, not Boxing Day. We've moved on from Boxing Day.
I can't move on from you calling it Boxing Day.
You can't move on from Boxing Day because you're always in the drunken stupor.
Absolutely.
You wake up on the 27th in a
Correct.
Coma. In a coma.
Correct.
A drunk coma.
But I still remember the day before was St. Stephen's Day.
I'm not having this debate whether it's Boxing Day or not. I'm just calling it Boxing Day because I watch sport on Boxing Day. Let's go live to Aintree for the Boxing
Day.
Aintree.
The Grand National is on Boxing Day, is it?
Oh, they have horse racing on a Boxing Day.
Where? Not in Aintree, anyway. Leopardstown.
No, they don't say Boxing Day in Leopardstown. You know the English ones.
I don't know where it's on Stephen's Day.
Anyway, I watch Boxing Day. Can I say I watch Boxing Day football?
I watch football on St. Stephen's Day. There you go.
But it's Boxing Day football.
It's called that in England.
No, but that's what you're watching. So hang on. When you're watching Coronation Street,
yeah,
do you call it by an Irish name?
Why would I do that?
Like O'Brien's Terrace Street. No, that's the name. It's Boxing Day football. Anyway. Oh, sorry. Frances is in Egan. Frances Egan's in Bray.
Yeah, I know that. I told
so
you
so she buys shoes for Christmas. Have you not got new footwear for Christmas?
No.
For the Christmas party?
No.
Oh.
New shoes. I find it pathetic, right?
What's pathetic about it?
I just find it weird.
Oh, there's nothing like...
That you're going out today to buy a pair of shoes that you won't put on your feet until Christmas Day. I find that weird. Okay,
the reason is, as you know, I have a very strange size foot.
Very strange size foot?
I have a very strange size foot, so a lot of the time it's very hard for me to get footwear that fits my very big feet. Very big feet.
Yeah.
So I have to order them weeks in advance.
But yeah? The key here is...
What's the key?
You will not be wearing these shoes until Christmas Day.
Oh, no, I can't even open the box. I don't even know. It's the thing I do on Boxing Day or Christmas Day, whichever I decide. I'll open the box. That's what it's called, Boxing Day. I'll open the shoe box and I'll put them on. And I know then when I go house to house... Yeah?
Who goes house to house?
What?
What are you doing?
I go house to house, visit people.
It's your communion day with your new shoes.
No, I visit people.
Hi, auntie, can I have a present, please?
No, visit my auntie, visit my mother-in-law, visit my mother. I do house just because you've no family.
What are you looking for? Oh, look at my lovely new shoes. Do you tell everybody when you arrive? Hi, Mammy, happy Christmas. Look at my new shoes.
No, you don't have to. It's just, when you got married, yeah?
Yeah.
The six times you got married. Jesus, you must have spent an awful lot of money on shoes. Six marriages.
Six. Wasn't two.
Did you have new shoes for each of the six marriages?
I didn't get married six times, but...
Well, I don't believe you got married in an old pair of shoes.
No, I probably had new shoes.
You probably wore... Did you wear your normal underwear on your wedding night?
As opposed to?
You wear new underwear for your wedding.
Brand new.
The brides buy special lingerie for their wedding night.
Yeah.
Did you not know that?
I wasn't a bride. I was never a bride.
No, but the man is supposed to wear specially bought boxer shorts. You know the ones that say suck here down there or whatever. Have you ever seen those ones? You know,
oh my God, you're getting worse by the minute.
They may not say suck here.
They don't. You know,
I've actually seen those.
Hi, Mammy. Happy Christmas. Jeremy, look at your new shoes.
Have you never seen the ones that are the underpants are designed? They have an elephant on the front of them. And your penis is the trunk. And then it says suck here underneath it.
And that's what you wore on your wedding day.
Which, by the way, lads, you should wear them on your wedding night, because that is the first and the last time that that's ever going to be sucked. Apparently. Did you not know that?
No.
Okay. Anyway, I'm off to buy...
your new shoes.
It's amazing how a throwaway comment like that ends up being a 10-minute conversation. And I have my shirt arriving today. Look, I just got a message from DDD.
Yeah, what are DDD saying?
They're saying that your shirt... Very, very expensive shirt, by the way.
What's expensive about it?
180 quid. Been looking for this shirt for ages.
What's so nice about it?
Oh, there it is. Oh, in fact, he delivered it. It's a beautiful shirt.
Wow.
Everybody's saying it.
Everybody's saying it.
It's a beautiful shirt. It's a beautiful shirt.
Oh, send me a picture on Christmas Day, will you? In your new ghetto.
Sorry,
your lovely new shoes.
Can I just say, on Christmas Day, you are the last thing on my mind.
No, but I want to see you in your lovely new shirt.
There's a lot of things on my mind.
And your lovely new shoes.
Oh, hang on.
Are they shiny shoes?
What?
Are they shiny shoes?
No, the suede.
Suede?
Brown suede shoes, yeah.
Oh, here, 1982 is on the phone for you.
What?
Suede.
Oh, will you put them on hold? I'm in the middle of doing a podcast for the moment. I think my shirt is beautiful. Everybody's saying it. Beautiful, beautiful shirt. 180 quid.
Share a photograph of yourself on Christmas Day and your lovely new
So
gear.
You want me to put up a...
Yeah. Look at my lovely new shoes.
You will not be wearing new clothes.
No.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
I have a question for you.
What's your question?
I have a question for all of you, because can you tell me about your local pub, guys? You don't need to name the local pub, by the way. But why are pubs not doing last order shout-outs anymore?
Okay, the one I go to and the one I work
by
in.
By the way, that wasn't for you. I don't want an answer for me, because I'm about to...
You have an experience of one place that doesn't do it.
I was... Shh,
Don't shh me.
So on Friday, I was out.
Yeah.
Having a few drinks, post-meal drinks.
Very good, yeah, lovely.
So I had a lovely Thai food.
Yep.
Yeah. And I was in an establishment in Dundrum, so Dublin Salubrious venue, and had a few drinks. I didn't know what time the bar... Well, pubs close at different times. Like you,
unless it's a late night bar, they close at 12:30.
I didn't see. I'm not an alcoholic, so I don't know the opening times and closing times of pubs. Anyway, I was sitting down with my wife, trying to get her drunk so I could get the leg over when we got home.
Did you actually say that out loud?
What's wrong with that?
Jesus.
What?
Plying her with drink?
No, I'm not plying her.
You were trying to get her drunk so you could get the leg over.
Probably sending out the wrong message.
It certainly is the wrong message.
Jeez. Now, okay, anyway, you can message us in there and let us know what your pub does as regards last orders, because it's my understanding that it doesn't happen. Like this day, because rural pubs are dying on their arse, they have lock-ins now. Okay, but anyway, there I was having a couple of drinks with my wife, because, no, my wife gets giddy when she has a drink on her. That's okay, isn't it?
Gets giddy?
Okay, my wife is more likely to find me sexually attractive when she's drunk. Jeez, that doesn't sound good for me either, does it?
It certainly does not.
Oh my God. I'm literally in quicksand here. I'm dying in quicksand. Pull me up.
Anyway, sorry, the point I was about to make is any pub I know...
So you're horny when you're drunk.
What?
Mum, the vast majority of us are a beast. We are a beast.
Animals, yeah. Yeah.
Most people get horny when they're drunk, don't they? I've seen you trying to ride a lamppost one night on the way home from...
That's a long story. You needn't go into that.
There's no more...
Anyway, sorry.
No more getting into it.
You're alleging...
Adrian on hardcore, he's rubbing his dick up against the lamppost. I love you, honey, I love you.
You're alleging that pubs
Adrian,
don't...
Adrian, that's a lamppost.
You're alleging the pubs don't call last orders.
I'm not alleging. Will you let me tell my story? So there we were, after having a lovely meal, we went into a bar in the Dundrum area of Dublin, yeah?
Yep.
And I bought a couple of drinks, yeah, and brought them back to the table, and I'm sipping on the drink, and 5 minutes later, time's up. Now, whatever happened, I wanted to have a final French martini, because that's what we were drinking.
Jesus.
What a beautiful drink.
Here, I'd close my bar if somebody was ordering French martinis.
You would, sorry, you would close...
French martinis, where are you?
What age are you? You don't even know me.
See,
what's wrong with a French martini?
Are you a man or a mouse?
I know, I'm a mouse when it comes to drinks. Sorry, you would drink beer out of a barman's jocks.
I have drank beer out of a barman's jocks.
So. That was a great night, wasn't it? Poor old Billy the barman, he didn't know what was happening to him. Anyway, I was drinking. My point is, I went back to the table.
Yeah.
And I was not told, when I was standing at the bar, why could the barman not have said to me, Jeremy, because I'm well known around the Dublin...
That's Fort probably why he didn't.
No, all joking aside, can we be serious about this?
But you're not well known. The barman hadn't a clue who you were.
Oh, he did. He's a big fan of yours.
He hadn't a clue who you were.
Most barmen are big fans of Adrian, by the way. Barmen love alcoholics. My point is, why did the barman not turn around and say, Jeremy, by the way, the bar is closing in 5 minutes? Back in the day, when I used to go drinking, they used to flash the lights on and off.
Most places still do that.
No, they don't.
Look at the comments. Read all the comments.
There's no comments. What comments?
Loads of comments coming in from people. My local flashes the lights to let you know that it's last orders. The place I work in on a Saturday does the exact same thing.
Why are you not naming the place?
The graduate from 12:30 starts flashing the lights, and I actually announced last drinks at the bar.
They flash the lights.
Yeah, flash the lights.
What's this, the 70s?
Most places still do that.
No, they don't. Does anybody else bar the graduate in Sallynoggin? Where's the graduate?
Dunleary, Killiney.
Killiney, where is that? Here, hello, it's not Killiney.
That is, down the road.
No, sorry, on that note, yeah?
Yeah.
You know the way people sex up their addresses?
Yeah.
I used to play football with a guy, and he used to make out all the time. He was very... And a lot of people do this. He used to always say his whole identity was about that he was from Killiney. So you can be talking about anything, yeah?
Mm.
You can be talking about Halloween. So, Owen, how's Halloween? Oh, in Killiney, Halloween is brilliant. We really celebrate Halloween in Killiney. Have you got your Christmas decorations up, Owen? Everyone in Killiney has them up. Everyone. So for years, this guy I played football with, Owen...
Yeah, said he was in Killiney.
Said he was from Killiney, okay?
Yeah.
So for about 10 years, his whole identity was, I'm from Killiney, yeah?
Okay. Come on.
And then one night I dropped him home after football.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, where? I was in Killiney Village, and I said, where's your house? I says, oh, it's down there. He lives in Ballybrack. He lives in Watson's. Now, for those of you who know the south side of Dublin, Watson's is a run-down estate in the Dublin south side, yeah?
It's not run-down.
Ah, it's run. Kip. Couldn't even stop the car to throw him out of the car without stopping.
There's nothing wrong with Watson's.
But Watson's...
Here, you take a house there, no bother.
Why is there one for sale?
No.
What's it going for?
You couldn't afford a house there.
But Watson's is not in Killiney. Sure it's not.
I don't think it is. Some people do believe it is.
It's the same with for Adrian. For you, Adrian's from Ballybrack. Yeah. Ballybrack.
Yeah.
Born and bred. Yeah. Yep. But you would never tell people he was from Ballybrack.
Yes, I do.
No, no, you didn't. No, you, as soon as you got a bit of
not at all. No, I'm very proud of my Ballybrack heritage.
You're like Joe Duffy. Joe Duffy, I'm proud to be from Cherry Orchard. Why the fuck did you move out of Cherry Orchard then, Joe?
Ah, there's a difference now. I couldn't wait to move out.
No, if you're really proud of the place you come from, you shouldn't move out of it. As soon as you got your first paycheck, I remember you ringing me up and going, I'm finally getting out of the kip. That's what you said.
Anyway, back to...
The graduates are not in Killiney, by the way.
I
will not accept that.
Here, it's closer to Killiney than...
Watson's.
Than Watson's
well,
is,
Watson's
yeah.
isn't in Killiney.
Yeah, well...
Are you listening, Watson's? It's not in Killiney.
Anyway, back to your point about pubs. A lot of pubs do still announce last orders. They may not have in the place you were in, but they do.
But do they call it out? Because... Put it this way, I was a bit...
What?
I had six...
Were you nodding your head like
I had six French martinis, so it was a bit...
A bit what?
I was a bit shaken.
I'd say you were sober as a judge. There's nothing in those bloody things.
There is. I was shaken, not stirred, yeah? Oh, look, Neve's upset about Watson's. She says, Watson's is not in Killiney. I'm from where the old fire station is on Dunleary. And that's like saying I'm Sandy Cove. Now, that fire station on Dunleary, yeah? I'd say Noggin. That's the Noggin. That's not Dunleary.
The fire station is down the far end.
What? It's on that road. It's beside... That's
it's
the Noggin.
It's down the far end. Down near the harbour.
Nah, that's the Noggin. You're from the Noggin, Niamh.
That's not the Noggin.
Nah, it's the Noggin. You're from a kip. Anyway, I was so drunk after six French martinis that barman could have been flicking the light on and off for half an hour and I wouldn't have noticed. I would have thought it was lightning outside. Sorry, honey, there's lightning outside.
Most places do announce.
So, but why don't they have...
Was there a DJ or something? No.
A DJ?
Yeah.
What's this, the 70s?
You work in a bar every Saturday night.
Yeah, but that would be uncommon for a DJ in a bar.
No, it's not.
Ah, it is. You don't get DJs in bars nowadays.
So are you on your last legs then?
That's what the boss said to me last week. Hey, John. But why can't they... I don't do last orders.
No, because you're working in a late bar. It's different.
So why can they not install a PA system?
Just to announce to you in last orders.
In a bar. Do you remember the fella we used to work with when they'd announce Gigi?
Gigi?
Gigi. Does the voice things there.
What are you
Greg.
Talking? Oh, that fella, yeah.
You remember Greg, yeah?
Yeah.
Remember we'd be out drinking with Greg and when they call us orders, he'd grab a tray from the waitress and go up
and order 55.
He'd come back and we'd be like, Greg, by the time you get to pint number 15, it'll be flat as a budgie's tits. And it doesn't matter.
So I'm sorry that you didn't get to have that last drink. So you went to ask for a last drink and he said no, tough.
So I only ended up having six French martinis. Mrs. D had six French martinis. We went home. I tried to get a bit. She said, no, not drunk enough. So thank you to the barman in Dundrum. Because of that, I got no action last Friday.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
This is a problem.
What's a problem?
Oh, hang on. There we go.
There you go. There's no problem.
I was turning the heat down. The heat was on.
The heat is on.
One of my favourite songs of the 80s.
Really? Really? That's one of your favourites.
That's a great song. Nah, I love the start. I love average. The start of it.
Wow.
I love any song that builds up to a crescendo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love any song that goes...
So that you reckon that's the way that song starts? Wow.
It is, isn't it?
Is it? Let's see.
Okay.
Let's see now, 1 second. Is that the way the heat is on starts? Do it for me again.
Wow.
Oh, hey, hang on. Oh.
Now it takes it to... Why'd you go for the video of it?
What else do you want? Okay, hang on. Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Wow. Hang on now.
It's building up. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
I love sax.
I like the crescendo.
Yeah, and I love a bit of sax.
Let me hear the crescendo again. Hang on. Here we go. Here's the crescendo.
Yep.
Yeah.
What a great Ba-dum. Song.
Hey, you've got me hooked on that now. Ba-da-dum.
Please.
Hang on. Hello?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Piss off. Yeah, I'm just playing a bit of the song. You don't need to ban us. Thanks. Bye.
And for those of you who aren't aware, that song is from Beverly Hills Cop.
It is, the movie,
Or the second one. Is it the second Beverly Hills Cop?
No, that was from number one. That was from the first
one. No, the one from number one. No, the number one was the Crazy Frog song.
No, other way around.
Rabbit. No, that's number one.
No, no.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You don't need to Google. What's the name of that song? Axel F.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I just want to see if you're right.
I'm usually right about these things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, usually right about
these. Oh, okay.
These.
Hang on. Oh. Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, bum. You just sit here and play music all day, wouldn't we?
That'd be best podcast ever. Whatever happened to Eddie Murphy?
He
could do no wrong.
And now he's doing wrong.
What did he do wrong?
He's still in Shrek and stuff. He's good in Shrek.
Imagine that being your career, that you voice a donkey.
Ah, but he's brilliant as donkey.
Guys, I have to share something with you, and I wasn't planning on talking about this, but
you're going to talk about it anyhow.
Never has there been a more fake statement as rich people aren't happy. I know I'm not happy at the moment.
Why not?
I'm just not happy.
Oh, Jeremy, why?
The things going on in my life, I'm just not happy.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that.
And the things that would make my life happy,
yeah,
is money.
You know, but money doesn't
Yes, it does.
No,
shut up for a second.
No.
Shut up. If I had money, I could get a hit out on you and get you killed for a start. That would make me happy. I could literally pay somebody. Is your man out of prison?
Who?
Oh, he's out of prison. He's walking around.
Who?
Your man.
What man?
No, I'm not saying he would do it. Jesus, I don't want him to sue me. Brian Meehan, the tosser.
What about him?
He's out. I saw him walking down Henry Street the other day.
And what, he's got loads of money?
Oh, wasn't he? What was he locked up for?
I can't remember.
Veronica and all that stuff. By the way, I'm not saying he's a hitman, but I'm saying I would know some very shady characters that would put a bullet in you for a couple of quid, but I don't have that money.
I don't know the point you're trying to make here.
I'm trying to make money buys happiness.
So you want somebody to pay you money to take a hit out of me?
I actually don't know. I actually don't. But as you know, before we came on air, before we recorded this podcast, we were talking about something that I want to buy, and it's very expensive.
Right.
And I can't afford it.
No, yeah, and it is expensive, yeah.
And I'll tell you what it is in a sec, guys. It's pretty relevant what it is, but it's something I want to buy that I really want. There's very little few things in life I want, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Steak on a Tuesday,
yeah.
Shepherd's pie of a Wednesday.
Oh, you're that predictable, are you?
I'm very predictable, yeah. Shepherd's pie of a Wednesday. Yeah, meatballs of a Thursday.
Ah, how boring.
Each to their own.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to go to Lapland with my kids.
Oh. It is very expensive.
And you see,
this is the only thing in your life that has you unhappy.
Kathleen straight away, money can't buy happiness. You know the only people who say money can't buy happiness?
People with money.
People with no money.
Oh, people
poor
with no
puppy.
Money.
Poor people always say that. I wouldn't want to be rich. Why does Nicky Byrne still not live in Bayside?
Because he's not from Bayside.
He is from Bayside.
No, he's not.
Baldoyle.
Yeah, Baldoyle. Yeah.
Baldoyle, isn't it? Yeah. So why is Nicky Byrne not still living there?
Because his man fucking out.
Sorry. Mrs. B, I know you didn't. Yvonne. No, he's living in a big house in Malahide.
Yeah.
Because money buys happiness.
No, because he got a nice house.
But why didn't he want to stay in Baldoyle?
Because there's no nice houses.
In Baldoyle? Oh, you kip. Dirty kip.
It's not that bad.
Kip of a place. The point is, money buys happiness.
And so if you had loads of money, you'd be able to go to that plan tomorrow.
So I was pricing, guys. I have three kids, as you know, and counting. And
why, is there more coming?
There could be. You never know what's around the corner. You never know.
But you got the chop chop.
Oh, that can be reversed. How do you know I didn't wank into a cup?
I don't want him to even have that discussion. No. Anyway, go back to the Lapland.
I have it frozen in the fridge.
You could, yeah. You could. Anyway.
By the way, I've never wanked into a cup. Thank you. But so I priced a trip to Lapland for three nights for myself and herself and our three kids. And the quote that I was given from Eleanor...
Yeah.
Hey, Eleanor, how are you?
She's a great travel agent, is Eleanor, yeah.
Why, if you booked her?
Hey, yeah.
I thought, was there anybody you haven't booked a holiday with?
No.
Six holidays a year. Anyway, Eleanor gave me a price for myself, Mrs. D, and the three mini Ds. And for three nights in Lapland. Now,
how much?
Lapland's only up the road, by the way.
Well, it's not.
It's literally after Derry. Next up is Lapland.
No, it's 3 hours of a flight.
Yeah, but after Derry, it's just...
It's just there.
So you go Dublin, Cavan, Londonderry, Rovaniemi.
Nobody calls it Londonderry.
But some people call it Londonderry.
Even they're few and far between.
Anyway, for three nights...
It even sounds horrible.
It does.
Londonderry.
It
doesn't make sense.
It's
Londonderry.
It's triggering.
It is.
It's
very
triggering.
Londonderry.
Shut up.
Can't stand that.
Anyway, guys, for three nights for the family of five to Lapland, which is only up the road, literally up
just
the road.
Just past Londonderry.
Just past Londonderry. It is... €8,400. Now, my point is, I'm depressed now, guys, because I want to be able to bring my kids to Lapland.
And it's not going to happen.
But if I had unlimited funds, Yeah.
Yep.
Who am I talking to these fools? None of these have money either. We're all in the same boat.
Yeah, but that's
true. No rich people. Well.
Oh, Ryan makes a point, and this could be right. Money buys temporary happiness.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But then when the happiness goes, you spend more money. You could literally have, if you were a single man, yeah, and you were rich, yeah?
Yeah.
You could have a hooker from different countries every night. So say,
Why would you want to do that?
You're not going
to
have different dinners every night. So Monday could be...
No, but you have predictable dinners.
So Monday could be South African hooker. Tuesday could be Botswanan hooker.
Who wants that?
Like, so, someone who likes hookers. So, yes, the
Jessica says, go to Lapland in the summer, it's cheaper.
Yeah, but there's no snow there, Jess. There's no snow there.
And there's no Santa. Santa's asleep. He's hibernating.
So the point I'm trying to make is money buys happiness. Because a rich man will never be alone. A rich man will always have a good-looking woman on his arm.
I know, but it's all fake.
What's fake?
It's all fake.
What's fake?
The good-looking woman on his arm. She's only there for the money.
Sorry, when a gorgeous-looking Dolly Bird, yeah?
Yeah.
Who's half your age.
Sorry, who says Dolly Bird in 2025? Seriously. Let's just deal with that for one second.
I don't even know why you said that.
Like, honestly, this isn't...
Why did I say Dolly
this
Bird?
This isn't the 1970s.
What's your man's name? You just go, hey, Dolly Bird. Your man, in the black and white movies, he used to smoke the cigarettes. What's his name? Hey, with all the gals and all the towns.
Oh, Humphrey Bogart.
Humphrey Bogart says Dolly Bird.
People don't say Dolly Birds in 2025.
But my point is, when a 60-year-old withering elf with balls down to his knees, yeah?
Right,
and a shriveling dick, yeah? Has a woman half his age straddle him every night and saying, you're gorgeous, yeah? Does he care that she's only with him for the money? I would happily have someone half my age that just wanted me for my money. Do you think it bothers them?
It's so false, though. It's so empty. It's empty. Empty.
What do you mean it's empty?
It's empty.
Do you think when you...
Where's the love?
Do you think when Hugh Hefner, yeah?
Yeah.
Had a throng... Do you like that word?
Throng.
T-H.
Yeah, R-O-N-G, yeah.
When Hugh Hefner, right, was 80, yeah? And he had, you know, 30-year-old women in the bedroom. Oh, Hugh, you're so sexy. I love your wrinkly balls.
But he knows in his own heart and soul that they're only saying that.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
That must be an awful feeling because he's lying there, yeah? And she said, oh, Hugh, you're so gorgeous. He knows.
I love a wrinkly dick, Hugh. I love her. Do you think half the shit your wife says to you or my wife says to me, they mean? Like my wife there last week, you're my forever partner. I wanna grow old with you.
She never said that. She never said that.
She actually didn't. No.
No more than my wife did.
Okay, so the point I'm trying to make is, guys, is that money buys happiness, okay? Because with money, you can buy whatever you want. And getting whatever you want in life makes you happy. So if I went home today and told my kids we're off to Lapland next week, they would be happy.
They hence, would. But it would be temporary happiness.
Hence, no.
Because it would be finished by the time they get home.
That's 3 days of happiness.
Yeah, but by the time they get home, it's all over. It's like, oh.
Yeah, but then you move on to the next thing.
Nah.
Yeah. So we arrive home from Lapland, yeah?
And they become rambunctious brats again.
I know, they're already that poor, so that's not going to change. But they come home, and then Luke turns around and he says, Dad, on Saturday, I want to go and see Chelsea playing.
No problem, son.
No problem, private jet. Like Dennis O'Brien, I know Dennis as you know very well. Myself and Dennis would
he
have
even look at you.
Myself and Dennis time you were in his company. Have business interests.
He literally couldn't look at you.
No, myself and Dennis share business interests. We have business interests. We have a portfolio that we share together.
Well, then why can't you go to Lapland?
You won't give me the jet. But I'm saying Dennis, yeah,
yeah,
is one of the happiest men you could ever meet. He's a very happy man, isn't he? Do you remember we were sitting in a meeting one day with Dennis? Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
And he was giving out about the shit figures that you were producing on 98FM. Remember
that? That was your fault.
No. Remember he was saying, Nathan, these figures are appalling.
He never said that.
And then he says, I need to get out of this room. And then he rang Larry.
Who's Larry?
Larry's his private pilot. He goes, Larry, DOB here.
Spark her up.
Spark her up. We're heading out on runway 29er. I want to go to Australia. And just like that, he was able to go to Australia on his own private jet. Now, you tell me that's not happiness, Adrian Kennedy.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Opinions Matter.
I didn't mean to end on a low note, but I'm just saying, you can't be poor and happy.
And Marie Clark says there's
Have you ever met a poor, happy person?
A poor, happy person? Yeah, loads.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. Loads.
Just poor and happy.
All the people in our comments.
No.
All happy. They're all happy, happy.
Like, remember last year when your 10-day cruise was cut short to 7 days?
Yo, that was a nightmare.
You were literally...
I was like a demon.
He was literally ready to jump off. He rang me one night from the top of the ship.
Yeah, I'm off.
Says, my 10-night cruise has been cut to 7 nights because of technical problems with Royal Caribbean. I'm going to jump, Jeremy. And I said to him, do it. Absolutely go.
This actually sounds like hell on earth. There is a Lapland in Macclesfield in England. Now, Macclesfield is near Manchester.
Oh, yes.
I can't imagine how hellish Lapland and Macclesfield is actually. Like, where's the snow? You need snow.
You do need snow, don't you? But is it snowing in Lapland all year round? Yeah,
no, well, in the
winter. I think you're coming up to the Kiltearn and fucking ski slope there.
Yeah, just say, here we are.
There's a bit of. Is that real snow or what?
No, it's not. It's fake.
It's fake snow?
Yeah.
Live from our studios in the White Sands Hotel, Portmarnock, Dublin, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.